Hi, I'm Dawn, and welcome back to Be Fabulous and Advanced Life Coaching. My website is advancedlifecoaching.org, and today we are back in the studio with Raven, and I'm so excited to have her here. And we wanted to kind of go on from our first couple discussions about how religion affects your choices in life and how different belief systems get into your programming. And there's a lot going on in the world today, which we can really associate this topic with. So we wanted to talk about not just how it personally affects us, but the mindset of that programming and how it really influences different cultures and how we can, what we can do to change it, to soften it, and to get the world a little more peaceful and people a little more together. So let me introduce Raven.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
So start. Go on.
Okay. So I guess you want to talk today about how religion affects our lives.
Yes.
So you guys know my background. I grew up basically without a religion, although my family was Christian, so to speak, Catholics. My mom did the right thing and took me to church on Easter and Christmas. And then as important. I grew up and had my babies, I got deep into the religion. I ended up being a born again Christian, and nothing wrong with that. If that's your jam and if that's what you believe in, and I think it's great. I think we should all have a belief in something. At the end of the day, I personally believe, I don't know if it's true or not, that we all honestly pray and worship the same God. I believe it's an energy. I believe, you know, it's amazing and a magical entity up there that can build this world for us and make us and everything around us and in this world, basically. So it's an amazing energy out there. And I think we all have our own way of worshiping that energy, whether you call it God or Yahweh or Jehovah. Is it Yahweh? And I don't even know all the different names.
So, Goddess. So many names.
There's so many names, so different, so many different religions, right? Yeah. So
I think there's like 33,000 different denominations worldwide.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But what's really interesting is even though there's so many different types, mm-hmm. they all, you know, some believe in multiple gods.
Right.
You know, some believe in one God.
Mm-hmm.
But they all kind of come from the same original foundation. It's just, you know, what they call it. Or mm-hmm. who's leading it, or, mm-hmm. you know, what pastor they have, or,
yes.
you know,
yeah.
or, but it seems like most of them all have a love for self or a love for family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all kind of have a belief system where they want peace. And
not if, always.
Well, okay. I said most. And even the ones that we find very unpeaceful,
mm-hmm.
to them, having that control or having that structure, they believe will bring peace.
True.
Even though it's not freedom,
mm-hmm.
they think it's peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where people get confused. There really is a difference between peace and freedom. You know, you can be in the most unfree situation, but be meditating every day and have an internal peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the goal is to have that internal peace external, mm-hmm. and to really live in a world where we have true peace.
I totally agree with you 100%.
Like utopia, heaven on
exactly,
earth.
Exactly. Yeah. The problem is a lot of these religions cause fear.
Yes.
That if you're not following the rules,
yes.
that's where the problems ensue. You're not pleasuring your God. He's looking down on you negatively. You're going to get in trouble for that. And that's a problem I had with the Christian church. And again, I'm not throwing shade at anybody, but this is just my personal opinion. I'm happy to discuss it with anybody. but my situation was, it's a book written by man. And even though they say they were divinely inspired, the David Koreshes of the world also felt that they were divinely inspired as well. So where do we draw the line, and who gets to say who's right and who's wrong, who was truly inspired by God and who wasn't inspired by God? People kill in the name of God. So did God really tell them to do that? Like, how do we know? Right. So that's, I think, where the problem ensues. They feel that they're doing a right thing for their God, killing, for instance, or they're writing these rules and regulations that they expect people to follow. And unfortunately, that causes a whole group of people to live in fear for most of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, my perception is if you have any inner conflict, like if you're doing something and it doesn't feel right, that's your God sense. That's your that's your source. That's your intuition. Higher being, your intuition talking to you, telling you that this is not
okay.
Yeah. It's telling you it's not connecting to who you really are and to the truth. You know, it's almost like your intuition is telling you, be more loving, be more compassionate, be this. It's telling you you can live a better way. You know, I truly don't believe anyone who follows like extreme Sharia law really feels good about themselves when they're so consumed with hate. I don't think that they actually really feel.
Or are they? They're so brainwashed that they feel they're doing the right thing. And like, they're so happy that they killed somebody who's bad, so to speak, or who doesn't believe the way they believe. Right? It can go both ways.
Right. But having a conscious thought of I'm doing the right thing is different than having that gut feeling of, yeah, I did the right thing. Right? So that's kind of where what I'm saying.
I totally understand what you're saying.
I have a hard time believing that they feel good about it. Now, they might think, I think for them, it's survival. I think it's pure survival. I think they're more like, okay, I beat that woman and now I can survive in this tribal community or this tribal mindset.
They almost have to do that because if they don't do it, then they're going to get in trouble.
Right. They'll be killed.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's, I don't think it makes them feel good as a human being or feel like they're living their best life. I think it's more tribal community and it's more survival.
It could definitely be. I agree with you, but I do believe that some of them are so brainwashed that they truly believe they're doing the right thing by God. I mean, think about these guys who are going in with bombs, knowing that they're going to die themselves, thinking that they're going to be praised and rewarded when they get to heaven. So I think there's two sides of the coin, actually. I do. Yeah.
No, there absolutely is. My question would be, if you're going to be a suicide bomber or if you're going to even join like a demonstration just to create conflict, just to be angry or you know, to harm somebody, isn't that more of a lack of self-love and awareness?
Absolutely.
Then it, you know, to me, that's like proof of brainwashing.
Right, right. Absolutely.
100%. You know, to me, that's proof of being very disconnected from your true self. Because people who love themselves, they don't consciously go out to harm other people.
Right, right.
And I think that's the problem that we have. And I feel like that's, although you go to church and church makes you feel good while you're there, and they talk about how you're, you know, you're supposed to love yourself, you're supposed to love your neighbor. I don't think that they're really getting to the deep root of like ancestral pain and really teaching people how to heal it so that they can love themselves. Like you said, going to church on holidays, it's nice. And going to church maybe even on every Sunday or Saturday or whatever, Wednesday, whatever day you go, it's nice because it makes you feel good about yourself and you feel good while you're there. It's, But that's not really any different than going to see a motivational speaker that makes you feel pumped and energized, and you right. want to go and you want to be your best self, and you want right. to create this business, or you just want to have better relationships. And then you go home and you have that enthusiasm for a week or two because that motivational speaker never taught you the how. Mm-hmm. How to sustain this, how
yes.
how to make the changes,
right.
how to keep this going,
mm-hmm.
how to combat any resistance that comes up with the people around you.
Right, right.
So that's kind of how I feel about it. Like, until they really start teaching people how to make these changes, just talking about, well, the Bible says you should do this, or the Quran says you should do this, or, you know, Buddha says you should do this. Mm-hmm. Like, until they start really giving you the how,
right,
then it's just a bunch of feel good.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Very true.
And it's really hard to make the changes.
Yeah.
When you don't have that how.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Pastors, I feel, are motivational speakers.
And which is great.
And they're good. Every,
you need
Some
to feel
are
good.
Really good. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I agree with that for sure. For sure. So how do we get to the how? How do you do it? How do you change from the inside out? And you know what? That's what I think too. Like,
meditation.
I love meditation, right?
And one. Yoga.
I've seen, not in all churches, so don't bash me on this one, but in some churches, they actually do actually bash meditation. They feel it's from the devil. I've actually seen that, believe yeah. it or not. Yoga is from the devil. Yeah, it's really
Crazy.
Bad stuff, I tell you.
Well, and
I think they're afraid. I think they're afraid of mm-hmm. someone actually learning, like, yes, there you can actually grow internally, get inside yourself, listen, and have a personal relationship with your God or goddess or entity or
right. higher self,
higher being,
higher consciousness,
yes,
whatever,
and learn from that
yeah.
versus having to go listen to a man who you don't even know and he's telling you what you should do.
Right.
Woman.
Telling you to value yourself and love yourself and love your neighbor and value your wife while he might be having an affair,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, or lying to somebody they know. So there's a lot of hypocrisy
mm-hmm.
when it comes to that, because nobody's perfect
right.
and you're teaching a perfect word.
Mm-hmm.
You're reading from a perfect outline and it sounds great. I mean, even communism looks good on paper, but it does not work.
Right, right.
And it takes away every freedom
mm-hmm.
that, at least here in the United States, we've been accustomed to.
Right.
And that we value. So I think that when you start taking things away from people little by little, and then you get them to appreciate what they have
mm-hmm.
instead of what they had, you know, and you teach people to focus on a future of what they can have, that scares people in power. And I think that even scares religious leaders, because if we knew how incredibly powerful we are as individuals, they couldn't be where they are,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I hate to say it, but even Jesus
True.
Said that.
True.
Jesus,
people are afraid, yeah. People are
you know,
afraid.
Even Jesus said
yeah.
that we have the ability to pray wherever we're at.
That's right.
We don't need a church.
No, we don't.
So what happens if you, now I have, what the things I like about churches or organized religion, and I normally say I do not like organized religion because I don't like them teaching a limited mindset.
Right. Right.
But what I do like is all the charity stuff they do.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that a lot of them offer services, whether
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, drug and alcohol counseling
yes.
or just regular counseling
yes,
or family
absolutely.
Counseling. You know, I think everything starts with a really good intention.
Yeah.
And the programs from those good intentions, I do value
mm-hmm.
and I think they're necessary. But like I said, I don't like the limiting beliefs
right.
that are being taught. And they all have some sort of limiting belief because every pastor has their own limiting beliefs.
Right.
And they're going to teach from how they perceive the world.
Right.
And the people receiving the information will receive it the way they perceive the world. Mm-hmm. And they have limiting beliefs.
Right.
And I think the way to really get over these limiting beliefs is, I mean, some of the stuff, you know, that I do with hypnosis and timeline therapy and Psych-K, those are really good to go to someone and have them help you through it. But I am honestly, I think you can do a lot of this work on your own, you know, with meditation, mm-hmm. with asking the universe to take away these limiting beliefs, to ask for like new beliefs to come to you, but you have to really be open to receive them.
Right.
I think that's very important too.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is limiting beliefs. When you were talking about that, it brought me back. I was going to a church and they were discussing, there was a discussion, people were raising their hands and getting up and giving their experience. And one woman got up and started talking about how she had passed away and had a near-death experience with the light and everything. And they shut her down because of the limiting belief, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. They didn't believe that, so therefore it couldn't happen. So they just kind of like right. took the mic away from her, told her to sit down. But she had this beautiful, amazing experience that she wanted to share with the congregation, and they wouldn't even let her do it because to them it is you die once, like the Bible says. But again, there's so much experience out there. Like if you even go on a YouTube and look up near-death experiences,
right.
and so many people have had that happen to them. So,
and then again, it's death mm-hmm. by the way we perceive death.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't mean that she died. So she had this experience and she had the light. She had mm-hmm. this experience, obviously from a higher being's point of view, mm-hmm. that was a communication. That mm-hmm. wasn't a death, you know, and she's here to talk about it. So mm-hmm. she's obviously not dead
right.
by our version of life and death.
Right. I mean, she was dead by our
right.
definition, you know, right. no but, heartbeat.
But who says our definition is the correct, correct. Right? Exactly. definition?
Exactly. You but know. Here's, that's just going back to what I said before. That's written in a book written by man. So yeah. is that really the truth? We don't know. Right. So was it divinely inspired by God? Hard to say.
Right. You know, but either way, let's say even if her heart stopped, she mm-hmm. she died for a little bit. And even if this was like kind of like when we sleep in a dream state, even mm-hmm. if she had like
could be.
Like this vision or dream or something and she came back to talk about it.
Right.
That's her perception.
Mm-hmm.
So she has the right to say, "Listen, this happened to me." And it was a beautiful thing or it was a positive experience that I mm-hmm. want to share with you. I want to tell you, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to
right.
live in fear.
Right.
Like to me, it's almost like she was trying to help people get rid of maybe some fears that
right.
they had
right.
or some of their limiting beliefs.
Absolutely.
And that's not a bad thing. Whether the same experience happens to another person,
right.
that's debatable. They might right. have a totally different
they
experience.
Might. They might. Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean that her experience has less value.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You
Absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are afraid of death because we truly don't know.
Well, right? And I think right now is a perfect example of that because people have been facing their immortality or
yes,
their mortality
with COVID around right now and all this craziness.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
and people not understanding, you know, is this a bioweapon? Is
right.
this a real virus?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a good vaccine? Is this a gene therapy technology? You know, is this something I want in my body? Is this not?
Is
I mean,
a joke.
yeah. It's like, right. will I wake up soon?
yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. It's true because
yeah.
if you get COVID, it's
well,
believe me, when you get that phone call, because I got the phone call, I had COVID, and you stop and think for a minute, like, oh crap, okay, is this going to take me out? Like, you don't know. You don't know what variant of COVID you get. You know, you don't know how bad you're going to get. You're going to end up in the hospital.
We don't even know if there really are a bunch of variants.
Right.
For
honestly,
all, we don't even know what's true.
Because some people, like my daughter got COVID. She was fine. She lost her smell and her sense of taste. tired for 2 weeks, but beyond that, she was good. Me, on the other hand, I was like so sick, 5 days on my couch, couldn't move. I couldn't even swallow my own spit without it hurting. Like, I was sick. Mm-hmm. And at one point, it was like day three, I was getting that whooping cough, and I thought, okay, I could be going to the hospital if this gets worse. It didn't. Obviously, I'm here. Yay. But you know what? It's something you think about, because we all think, it's not going to happen to me.
Right. I'm fine. Or, you know. And I don't know, there's just so much information, and it's very conflicting.
Yes.
And I think the reason it's conflicting is because there's nothing consistent.
Right.
Some people, you know, now they're saying that if you've had it, like you, that you have such a strong immune system, you really don't need the vaccine.
Right.
And I've heard that the vaccine just works on the original. And if the original is already phased out, then you don't really need it.
Right.
I've heard the opposite, that it'll actually help, you know? So the fact that nothing is consistent.
There's nothing consistent.
But I think it's because science is like that. Science is constantly evolving.
Right.
You're always getting new information. Mm-hmm. So some people got the first information and they're catching up on what's new.
Right.
And other people have got the new information and maybe they didn't even hear the old. You know, and it's just kind of depends what you're getting and when.
Right.
And then you have to do some research and figure out, okay, when did this information come out? Is it old or new? What's come out since then? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and, but at the same time, I don't even think people understand what this is or why. And the people who do obviously aren't just making that transparent.
Right.
And so for me, I don't worry about it because worry knocks down your immune system.
Absolutely.
And me, I meditate every day. I see myself totally healthy and totally whole. I believe in my higher power. I ask for healing and forgiveness every day for myself, for the people I care about. Actually, I envision sending this energy around the entire planet, because the whole planet needs it.
Yes, absolutely. You know?
And I feel like hate. Like, I want to talk about vibrations, actually. I feel like hate and love, love's way up here, hate's down here. And then you have anger and fear and worry and all this other crap down here. And I just feel like you can't have both in the same space.
You can't.
So like, if you're truly, truly sending love out into the universe, that's all you're sending. You can't, you know, and you can't pick and choose love. You can't be like, well, I'm going to send love to this group of people and not that group of people, because you can't have that division.
Right.
Love encompasses all.
You
can't have this vibration and this vibration in the same space, because they're not in the same space. They never will be. You're not going to merge them together.
They can't coexist with each other.
Yeah, you're not going to merge them together.
And there is a true vibration. There is a proven vibration that you can get. If you actually look at those experiments with the rice and plants. And
water.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, water. Yes, go on YouTube and look up those experiments where they talked negatively to the plant or the water or the rice, or they would write really bad words and like put it under the rice. And then on the opposite spectrum, they would talk about love and peace and joy and health and happiness.
And
they
flourish.
Some of it was good music.
And they would do music,
like bad music with the other. Yes. So the water molecules of the bad, they were very distorted and almost like they looked bad, if that's such a thing. But when you look at them, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, they don't look healthy at all.
They don't look healthy.
No.
Yes. And then like the good water molecules, they had these,
like,
beautiful designs.
Oh my God. They
amazing.
Sparkled. They
yes.
were brilliant. It's almost like you could see the aura around it. It was just
amazing, right?
Yeah, it just thrived.
Yeah. And then the rice too, rice that was talked badly, it was moldy and it was growing all kinds of like scary looking, disgusting things.
Yeah.
And then the good rice never got that sickness, so to speak.
Right.
And the same with the plants. The bad plants actually died off and the other plants thrived with that goodness and that wholeness and that good vibration being sent to them.
And we are absolutely no difference because we are carbon compounds, the same thing as a plant, the same thing as the water, the same, well, I don't know.
Well, we're made up of 70, I think it's 76 or 78% water.
Water anyway, And this is why if someone's yelling at you and belittling you and insulting you, it makes you feel bad. It makes you want to just curl up and and get depressed. And
Right, exactly. You're taking on that
it's like
negativity.
You're taking on that negative energy. So you have to really, you have to like love yourself enough where when something bad like that happens or someone's being rude to you or disrespecting you, you have to love yourself enough that you can put that loving ball of energy around you and not accept that.
Yes.
And just be like, I'm not gonna let myself get sick.
I'm not gonna accept it.
I'm not gonna turn into that icky water, that icky rice.
Right.
I'm not gonna let my plant die.
You're not gonna absorb
because you feel bad about yourself.
Right.
And you're trying to insult me.
Turn other people. And think about this too. When people say to me, oh, I don't believe in that stuff or the vibrations. Okay, here's a great example, right? You go into a room, say you come home, right? Your roommate's in a bad state of mind, or your husband or your girlfriend, whoever, they're really pissed off. And you could almost feel the energy when you walk in, right? Like you cut it with a knife, they say. Have you ever noticed like you go into that room and then all of a sudden, because they're pissed off, like you start getting pissed off. You start getting in a shitty mood and you're mad at them. Like, and you came in fine. You were fine.
Or you start thinking about something that happened, or you think about something that you maybe haven't dealt with because you haven't wanted to think about it. And you think
about something
and you're like,
well, it's almost like their energy.
Yeah. Or the opposite.
You're accepting their energy. You're taking it in. Like you said, it's best to like protect yourself. And you can do that.
Yes.
You can meditate. You can learn how to do a protective bubble around you or not accept that energy. I heard something really good and someone said, just tell the person, I cannot accept how you're talking to me right now. When you change your attitude, then come see me and walk away from it. You can walk away, guys.
That's the best thing.
Easy.
And you can walk into a room being in a bad mood and you're surrounded by really happy people.
Yes.
And it can lift
you
up.
Change your mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're like,
yes,
oh,
it can definitely lift you up.
Definitely.
Sure.
I mean, energy is real. So we're going to do another podcast where I think maybe we'll just talk about vibration and energy.
That'd be great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thank you for tuning in. I'm Dawn. This is Raven. I'm with AdvancedLifeCoaching.org. And please support this podcast. Please, you know, we have one-time donations or monthly donations. And check out my YouTube page. And please support that. Thank you. I love you. We're sending you beautiful, loving energy. And make good choices. Communicate without hate. Do you have anything to add?
Amen to that.
Amen to that. All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.